I know there's an awesome story behind this one.
It's just that's just scripture. That's just scripture come to life. And I wrote that with Marcia Henry, who she and I write on occasion, and we were just talking about she's been through a lot of health issues, and I told her, I said, what do you need from me? And we were on a Skype session. We were getting ready to write, but most sessions start their way just conversations, and that's where you find your hook and your idea that you want to write. And I said, what do you need from me? I said, I'm praying for you, but what can I do physically? And she said, I don't need anything physical. I just need the blood.
Mm.
And that's where we found that song idea. It was just from that conversation. And so we prayed together, and then we started going into the lyric writing. And I kind of led the way lyrically because I was hearing the things she was saying, and I was hearing the pain and the fear in her voice.
Mm.
So we wrote that line, fear and shame are heavy chains that make the cross seem far away. Which, you know, when we're afraid and when we're alone and when we feel like life has thrown us a curveball and everything is in opposition to us, that's not our reality, but that's the way it feels sometimes. Mm-hmm. It does. It makes our faith seem fragile at best, and that's what that line means. It makes the cross seem far away because we know the truth of the cross. Mm-hmm. We know what was accomplished on the cross, and we know that the victory has already been won over death and the grave and over fear and over shame, and our past is called the past for a reason because it's not who we are. But sometimes we feel a certain way, and but when we claim the blood of Christ and when we remember whose we are, yes, there's power in that, Carl, and everything else just fades away, and we can focus in on who God is and who He has said we are through the blood of Christ.
There is so much power in that song. And you're right, man, we need the blood, we need a strength, because whether it's dealing with fear, whether it's dealing with shame, whether it's dealing with opposition, whether it's dealing with confusion, whether it's dealing with frustration, we need His blood.
It's so true. You know, if you're a believer and you've placed your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, life continues,
yes,
right? And there are some days that it's easier to walk by faith than others, just being,
yes, sir,
totally honest. So there are some days when we act like we're saved, and there's some days when we don't.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with the blood of Christ. There are some days when we believe and we act like and we respond to the fact that we are forgiven and that our sin has been washed away and we've been washed as white as snow. And there's other days where we put those chains back on and we walk as though the blood of Christ hasn't redeemed us. And we need the blood every day. It's a conscious effort to say, I need the blood of Christ in my life on a daily basis and to live as a believer.
And that's one of the things that makes the song, not only this song, this is the one we're on right now, so, so significant. It helps us get in touch with the real life of
right,
the real Christian.
Right.
Not the make-believe life, but how we really live.
Yeah, the Christian life is not for the fragile. You have to And while it redeems anyone, it reaches us wherever we are. What I mean by that statement is that you can't arise every day afraid to put on the gospel armor and afraid of what you're going to encounter as a believer. Our faith has to be solely placed in Christ. He's already won the battle. The victory has already been promised to us. We have to be intentional on a daily basis about claiming that victory and walking as redeemed ones. God's word says that He has made us to be more than conquerors. Yes. So why be afraid? Why shy away and turn away from what God has already claimed on our behalf and calling ours?
Let them know again, Jeff, how they can get the CD.
Yeah, so they can the CD, they can download it digitally on iTunes. They can, if they want a hard copy of the CD itself, they can contact the church, First Baptist Church, North Augusta, or you can go on csrachurch.shop and you can download the CD itself, or you can download all of the tracks and things and do this with your choir, all the choral parts and all of that. Do this with your choir, with your choir and orchestra, or perform it with just a small vocal group in your own churches.
Awesome. And October 16th.
October 16th.
We get the final word.
We do. Dove Awards, the 49th annual Dove Awards, and my birthday.
And your
all
birthday.
In one day.
That's right. A double celebration. Thank you again so much for joining me, speaking with us, and sharing such a rich, rich, rich song ministry with us.
Well, thank you, Carl. I appreciate all that you do in sharing the gospel of Christ all across the CSRA and beyond on the airwaves, and we're grateful for your presence in this community.
Thank you, sir.
Yes,
appreciate
sir.
You. Jeff Baumgartner, everyone. CSRA, church.shop. Your word.
Your word.
You want to have this in your collection.
Dove Award nominated choral collection.
Dove Award nominated choral collection from our own First Baptist Church in North Augusta. The real deal. Till next time.